Craig Wright, the self-proclaimed Bitcoin creator. Craig Wright, also known as Fake Satoshi, thinks Ethereum has no use cases and believes that Ripple's XRP should be taken down by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, for being an illegal unregistered security platform. Any use case for ETH no longer exists following the confirmation by the @SEC_news on ICOs. All as I have been trying to say for years. Next target, XRP. Another illegal unregistered security platform to take down, Dr. Craig S. Wright, at Prof. Faustus, November 17, 2018. Wright says XRP is the biggest scam in the space and looks forward to when this sham offer is revoked. XRP is the biggest scam in the space. I look forward to when this sham offer is revoked. This idea of issuing non-registered securities and selling to noobs who want to get rich without working is nothing new, and neither will be the takedown, Dr. Craig S. Wright, at Prof. Faustus, November 18, 2018. Who is Craig Wright? Craig Wright has been in the news a lot recently. He's one of the leaders of the Bitcoin SV, Satoshi Vision, camp, which wants to raise the Bitcoin Cash block size up to 128 megabytes. Born in October 1970, Craig Stephen Wright is an Australian computer scientist and businessman. He graduated from Padua College in Brisbane and did his master's at the University of London. Wright says his PhD in theology, comparative religious and classical studies, was achieved in 2003 with a dissertation titled Gnarled Roots of a Creation Theory. In his LinkedIn profile, he has claimed to have a PhD in computer science from Charles Sturt University, but the university told Forbes that it only awarded him two master's degrees and not a doctorate. Mr. Wright has not been awarded a PhD from CSU, the university said in a statement. The statement confirmed Wright was handed three qualifications from the university: Master of Networking and Systems Administration, Master of Management, Information Technology, and Master of Information Systems Security. He has an extraordinary number of certifications from SANS, a much-respected training organization for security professionals. Wright has worked in information technology for various companies, including Ozmail, Kmart and the Australian Securities Exchange. He also worked as a security consultant for Mahindra & Mahindra. Craig Wright designed the architecture for possibly the world's first online casino, Lacetus Online, which went online in 1999. He was the information systems manager for the accounting firm BDO Kendalls and developed board-level security policies and procedural practices within Mahindra & Mahindra, India's largest vehicle manufacturer. Wright has written or co-written several books, including the IT Regulatory and Standards Compliance Handbook, How to Survive Information Systems Audit and Assessments. Craig Wright and Bitcoin. In May 2016, Craig Wright publicly identified himself as Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto. Mr. Wright revealed his identity to three media organizations, the BBC, The Economist, and GQ. At the meeting with the BBC, Mr. Wright digitally signed messages using cryptographic keys created during the early days of Bitcoin's development. These are the blocks used to send 10 Bitcoins to Hal Finney in January 2009, as the first Bitcoin transaction, said Mr. Wright during his demonstration. I was the main part of it, but other people helped me, he said. Backing up Wright's claims were two significant members of the Bitcoin community, founding director at Bitcoin Foundation and CEO of Hushmail John Matonis, and chief scientist at the Bitcoin Foundation Gavin Andresen. Subsequent reporting, however, raised serious concerns regarding the fact Wright was engaged in an elaborate hoax. Despite promises to provide evidence to back his claims, Wright's failed to do so. Dan Kaminsky, a well-known security researcher, wrote in a post debunking Wright's alleged evidence that the whole thing is a scam. Satoshi signed a transaction in 2009. Wright copied that specific signature and tried to pass it off as new, he added on Twitter. He's lying. Full stop. At the Grug at Patio 11, he's lying. Full stop, Dan Kaminsky, at Dakami, May 2, 2016. Longtime Bitcoin developers also pointed out that this signature could have been copied from a public source, and does not prove that Wright controls the associated addresses. Jeff Gozick, one of Bitcoin's original cadres of code developers, agreed that the evidence provided by Wright doesn't do anything to prove that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. Right now, The cryptographic evidence presented could have been produced by anyone, Gozick told Motherblood. It was an old, already signed message, he added. Legal issues. In February 2018, the estate of Dave Kleiman initiated a lawsuit at the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida against Wright over the rights to 5,118,266,427.50 worth of Bitcoin. According to the filing, Wright and Kleiman partnered to mine Bitcoin, and owned and controlled more than 1.1 million Bitcoins between them. In 2011, the pair founded a Florida-based firm called W&K Info Defense Research LLC, which was engaged in Bitcoin mining and software development and research. Kleiman owned between 50 and 100% of W&K, the lawsuit said. It alleged that Wright fraudulently created at least three contracts and used a computer-generated signature to lay claim to Bitcoins mined by Kleiman. Satoshi's vision. Craig Wright was the main driving force behind the recent Bitcoin Cash fork that resulted in two new cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin Cash ABC, BCHABC, and Bitcoin Cash SV, BCHSV. Bitcoin Cash SV is supported and led by Craig Wright. The changes to Bitcoin Cash in this hard forked chain have seen the block size quadrupled from 32 megabytes to 128 megabytes. Changes to the protocol have also been made to ease the transition to smart contracts on the BCHSV network. Both coins are now trading on various exchanges and are in competition for survival by gaining dominance over the hash power, and Wright threatens to crash the price of Bitcoin with a sell-off to fund his Satoshi's Vision, BCHSV, project. Wright tweeted out his threat to all Bitcoin miners, warning them that, should they show support for the Roger Ver-backed Bitcoin Cash ABC over his Satoshi's Vision project, he would fund his side by selling off a lot of Bitcoins. To all BTC miners. If you switch to mine BCH, we may need to fund this with BTC. If we do, we sell for USD and, well, we think BTC market has no room. It tanks. Think about it. We will sell a lot. Consider that. And, have a nice day. BTC to 1000 does not faze me. pic.twitter.com/alskeetdubc, Dr. Craig S. Wright, at Prop Faustus, November 14, 2018. Craig Wright vs. Roger Ver. Earlier this month, Wright sent a letter to Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, threatening to break Bitcoin Cash, preventing all trading for 2 years, bringing its value down to zero. The email came after Bitcoin.com indicated that it would support the Bitcoin Cash ABC chain promoted by Jihan Wu and Bitmain. Ver revealed the screenshot of the alleged email in a video posted to Bitcoin.com's official YouTube account. Craig Wright has not officially commented on the email, but has accused Ver and Wu of promoting child pornography and drug trafficking with our Bitcoin ABC. Ver had previously been open to the idea that Craig Wright was Satoshi Nakamoto, but more recently he has walked back his support of Craig Wright, saying recently that he could have been fooled. John McAfee, Wright is not Satoshi. Cryptocurrency advocate John McAfee has also taken a public stance against Craig Wright, denying the latter's claims that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. McAfee took to his Twitter feed to declare that Wright isn't the real Satoshi Nakamoto. In doing so, he appears to have implied that he knows the identity of the person who is. Craig Wright claims to be the real Satoshi. He says this believing that no one knows the truth. He is wrong. I tell you now, the real Satoshi is not Craig Wright, John McAfee, at Official McAfee, November 16, 2018.